It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A warning for Coloradans heading outside during this week's heat wave. Be aware of current conditions. Parks and Wildlife spokeswoman Bridget Koschel says people who plan to cool off on the water should be careful.
And if people are going to be out on kayaks or paddleboards, to really wear their life vests and to pay attention to the water conditions as well.
The water in rivers and lakes can be dangerously cold, even in hot weather. The head of the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce says much of the state's legislative session felt like an exhausting haul for businesses. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Denver Chamber CEO Kelly Bruff made the remarks during the chamber's annual event to reflect on the session that ended last week. Colorado businesses were front and center on a number of high-profile policy measures, from food delivery service fees that'll help fund transportation initiatives to rate setting in the insurance industry. Bruff says it felt like the business community was constantly on the defense.
It's the luxury of a single party control, no matter which party that is. Less stakeholder outreach, less compromise, less incentive to find shared solutions.
Democrats controlled the state government and passed many of their high priority bills, from criminal justice reform to tax reform. Governor Polis told the business community the session was nothing short of transformative. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Fluorescent fossil beds is famous for its fossils found on the ground. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports now visitors' attention will also be drawn to the night skies.
The National Monument is now designated as an International Dark Sky Park. Jeff Wolin with the National Park Service says the certification process included measuring the darkness of the night sky, as well as making changes to reduce light pollution.
By protecting night skies, not only are we providing opportunities for the humans to come take a look at it and enjoy it and be inspired by it, but it also helps protect ecosystems.
This marks the 13th dark sky designation in the state. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Nightfall will bring some welcome cooling to Colorado. It's going to be hot again today, with highs in the 90s and at or above 100. Denver's forecast high, 100 degrees this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.